Buffalo Sabres, and he told them it was his last year, 'cause 24 seasons in the majors was good enough to call a career. And he figured he'd appreciate the extra time to focus on the donut chain. Thought it was pretty cool that people drank their morning coffee from a paper cup that said his name. But he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he'd get there a little quicker. Saw the OPP in the rearview mirror, and he knew he was in trouble, 'cause he was doing twice the limit and seeing double-double. After that game is something you should really never try. Mix a little Italian sports car and a 40 a Canadian rye. So it didn't take long driving like that to gather the attention of the Heat. And I bet you they could smell there was a dozen honey coolers just sitting in his passenger seat. When he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara.
Hello, yes, Wandering Rhythms here, and I tried to warn you, it's going to get a little crazy for a few minutes there, and it did, so, well, I hope you're still there, and I hope you enjoyed that. That was three bands from Vancouver, about as far apart as you can be if you're making music. Yeah, the last one. Perhaps Vancouver's finest metal band. Various tags for that: brutal death metal, just death metal, deathcore, grind, technical death metal. Yeah, it's somewhere in there. And they just put out a new album, their very first independent release, Archspire. Archspire is the band. And the song was The Vessel, and the album Too Fast to Die. That one actually, not even joking, is the most mellow song on the album, because it has that 30-second, almost flamenco guitar intro. But yeah, they don't let up for very long in the intensity. Somebody wrote a comment saying, this is the first track I played to my newborn child. So, yeah, that's a good way to start life, I think. Yeah, Too Fast to Die is the album. And once again, the band Archspire, who just played here and are traveling around the continent. They're a pretty big deal in the death metal grind core brutal world. Yes, before that we heard Joe Abbott, a country rocker, clarinet player and guitarist and vocalist. And he made a fun song, very Canadian. Who knows, this might go down as a future Canadian classic, but for now it's totally obscure. Just came out a few months ago, and it's called Double Double. It's about Tim Horton, the man behind Tim Hortons, the coffee, the franchise. Yeah, he was a hockey player for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and as the story goes there in the song, he crashed his Italian sports car after a long night of drinking. And the story goes on. His wife sold her whole half shares in the, or half ownership of Tim Horton for only $1 million, tried to get it back later. Anyways, it's quite a wild story for a simple coffee chain. But yes, Double Double right there, which is the classic. All you gotta say when you go to the drive-thru is Double Double. Two creams and two sugars in your Timmy's coffee. Joe Abbott, who is playing, I'm really on my game today, Joe Abbott playing this next Saturday, April 25th, 2026, if you're listening live, even the repeat, which plays on Saturday mornings. Joe Abbott playing at the old Green Auto in the back alley just off Pandora, just off Victoria Drive in East Vancouver. Yeah, the hip new spot for, as soon as I say that, it's not hip anymore, but yeah, the hip new spot for all the young music lovers in Vancouver. Entrance literally is through the back alley. It's hard to find if you haven't been there, but you'll find it. Joe Abbott, also Janky Bungag, another country rocker. Never Plenty, some psych rockers as well. We played on the show. Anyhow, Joe Abbott. And before that, we started the set with another Vancouver band, Ugandan-led reggae outfit Mivule, with horns, backup vocalists, skanking guitars, all the reggae classics. And yeah, they put out their first album in 2024. We heard the very last track called Muko Muko. And yeah, Mivule. Also playing, as I mentioned earlier, at Tyrant Studios May 15th with Super K. So some local shows, if you like local music, you can catch them. And after listening to Archspire destroy our eardrums, we're going to kind of chill it out a little bit next to some cool fusion between another Belgian, a fella named Matthias de Krijn, who is a pretty hip cat playing all sorts of jazz and rock and whatnots. And he's got a saxophone and some electronic bleep blopping machines, and he has made an album with a group from Essaouira, the home of Nawa music in Morocco. The band is called Black Koyo, And you got the Gwimbri, which is like a, not like a, more like a bass than a guitar, but it's the traditional instrument in Moroccan folk. And then you got the Krakebs, which are you're going to hear them, and then vocals. So yeah, it's very authentic Nawa music mixed with all the wild stuff that Matthias is up to. So yeah, this is recorded in Essaouira and also in Ghent, Belgium. So yeah, some cool cross-cultural Belgian-Moroccan fusion here. This is Matthias de Crane and Black Koyo from their self-titled LP track Makatan, which is not even out yet. Yeah, this is a pre-release. Makatan on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Yeah. الفترة واسكت لي بالفترة واسحلني في التفاصيل. طب بص خد فكرة ما بخافش من بكرة يا امبارح انت اصيل. وهروح هناك كل لذاذة هاخد من اللحظة أجازة وهروح هناك كل لذاذة وارجع واحط البزازة واسحلني في التفاصيل.
That one just ends, leaves you hanging a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah, that was Mariam Saleh out of Cairo, Egypt, a very, very beautiful singer and extremely experimental, the way she mixes Arabic folk music with electronics and all sorts of other stuff. So yeah, she's, in the words of the biography here, a luminary of Egypt's alternative music scene. Yes. And the song was El Fetra from her brand new album, Syrr, S-Y-R-R. There you go. Mariam Saleh. Before that, we heard a long building piece of music by Matthias de Krijn out of Belgium on the electronics and the saxophone, and Black Koyo from Eswara, the coast of Morocco, playing traditional Nawa music, but open to whatever Matthias has got going on, and it ended with this long sort of ambient soundscapey thing. So yeah, just I mean, it makes sense, because Nawa music's very trance inducing, and in fact in a lot of festivals they just go literally all night long. Like, it really is meant to turn people into a state of trance. So yeah, very nice. And we have one last piece of music before our trip to Kenya in the second hour of the program, and I'm going to end with a piece of music I just discovered, and when I first heard about it, I said, what the, this doesn't seem like a normal collaboration, but it just works so well. Massive Attack, 90s trip-hop legends, and Tom Waits, sort of a storytelling, bizarro voice actor as well. Yeah, you know the guy, right? Tom Waits. They did not the song together. It's just a single for now. Maybe a album coming, but it's called Boots on the Ground. Tom Waits, of course, on vocals, Massive Attack on the trip hop. And yeah, it's really a very searing criticism of the state of authoritarianism in governments, opposition to the ICE raids, militarization of domestic forces. It's about the wars going on, and it's kind of just about everything at once, all of this craziness happening in the world. So yeah, Boots on the Ground here, Massive Attack, and Tom Waits on Wandering Rhythms. Enjoy.
Throw that out of the way. Boots on the ground.